A symposium on transportable physician orders for patient preferences is set for November 16, 2012 in Kansas City, Missouri. And joining us now to talk about it is Kim Fuller, the Administrative Director of Case Management and the Chair of the Ethics Committee at Shawnee Mission Medical Center. Kim, what can you tell me about this conference that makes it important to you as a professional and to your organization at Shawnee Mission Medical Center?
Well, Laurel, one of the things that we've really been keen in on here at Shawnee Mission as it relates to the TPOP is the pretty significant gap there can be at times between a previously executed advanced directive that may have been done, you know, years ago and the current situation that a patient may find themselves in when they're kind of in the downward trajectory of a chronic condition that they may have or an acute illness that is rapidly kind of cycling down, you know, downward into a more serious condition. And what we find is that having the TPOP, where you have the expressed specific preferences that are signed by a physician, and so they actually, you know, become a physician order, is going to be very, very helpful in guiding healthcare professionals at the hospital if a patient comes in with that type of a document. Because previously, you know, if you have the same scenario that I was just talking about with that same type of patient, and they showed up at the hospital in the emergency department, or maybe even, you know, from a physician's office, if they even have their advance directive with them, it may not really be relevant or related to the situation that they're currently in. So that's one of the features that we're excited in terms of just the whole TPOP initiative and then the opportunity to have the day-long seminar, you know, where we're focusing on all the operational details as well as just the, you know, the purpose of the whole initiative nationwide.
The operational part of it, I know that's something that you and the people at the Center for Practical Bioethics have been working on very hard. It's different at every hospital, different at every institution, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because every, you know, hospital is going to have a different set of, you know, administrative hospital policies and procedures. You know, one of the key features of the TPOP is that if it's signed by a physician who isn't on staff at a hospital that the patient may come to, there has to be an internal mechanism to translate that TPOP set of orders into an actionable items in any given hospital by a physician who's on staff. And I think that that's why the center, you know, has been enlisting the help of, I think we have 7 hospitals that are in the, you know, first group that are attempting to roll this out so that each hospital can make their own commitment to doing the things that need to be done internally so that the TPOP could be a viable document when a patient arrives, you know, with that at their doors. You know, I think that one thing that's exciting to me about this whole initiative, and I'm sure we'll learn more about it on the 16th of November, is that we're approaching it from establishing a community standard of care in the, you know, bi-state area, since we're in a unique situation where we have Kansas hospitals and Missouri hospitals, you know, having that collaborative across state lines and an agreement by medical professionals and facilities that this needs to be a standard of practice. I think that that's going to be, you know, as we achieve that goal, is going to be a very good thing for patients and their families.
What about the other side of the equation here? Why would anyone or their family living with an advanced illness be interested in possibly attending this or having their medical professional attend this?
I guess I would say if you start sort of at a grassroots level, it's first education to understand, you know, what this whole initiative is about. I think there continues to be, even after all these years, after the Patient Self-Determination Act, I think there still continues to be some confusion about the difference between an advanced directive, let's say, and a do not resuscitate order. And in fact, I think there was a recent study in the spring in the Journal of Emergency Medicine.
Yes, there was. Yeah. And it found that 78% of physicians misinterpreted living wills as DNRs.
Exactly, exactly. And so I think that the, you know, the use of the TPOP form where it's going to be very specific, it's, you know, not just orders regarding, you know, what happens if your heart stops beating or you stop breathing, but it's more detailed than that. And so it's going to be a living, breathing document that will be with the patient. That's the goal, you know, well, with the patient. And will be something that will be more useful and less subject to misinterpretation than I think what we often see in the current system today with the use of the advanced directive.
Well, Kim Fuller, we appreciate your time. Good luck, and we'll see you on November 16th.
I'll be there.